Laura.
Yes?
I want you to know.
Oh, what?
That you've got some information for me about tickets for Dardy.
I do. We got the tickets.
Hooray.
Hooray.
Do you know, this is the first thing that is in my calendar for 2021. In fact, it's the first thing that's in my calendar for anything.
For anything.
Since the pandemic happened.
Okay.
And yes, this is very exciting. We have tickets to go and see Dardy in, when are we going? April.
April 2021.
Hooray. And dates is the big theme of the episode today. Dates and Dardy really does sum up what we're going to be talking about on this edition of Nullpois.
Yes, welcome to Nullpois. And as Martin mentioned, he gave a little tease there about Dardy. Well, we both, as well as buying tickets for Dardy's concert next April in London, because we missed out on the ones in December, we might try and get those as well if some come up. But we also joined the Dardy International Fan Group. And we're going to have a little chat with the people who created this group, which is growing day by day. And actually, Dardy is in it himself.
Yeah.
He's in his own fan group. So we're going to have a chat with Xiao and Monica, who started up this group and are big Dardy fans. And that's going to be coming up a little bit later.
Yep, going to be coming up a little bit later. Now, I mentioned Dardy. I also mentioned dates. And that's what we need to talk about, because the dates for Rotterdam 2021 have been announced. And they are Cress.
They are, so, they are the semi...
Are you okay?
No, I've been up since 4:30 in the morning for work purposes.
Sure.
So I'm just a little bit lightheaded. So the semi-finals are the 18th of May and the 20th of May. And the grand finale, Martin, is on the 22nd of May, 2021.
Very exciting stuff.
Very
what does that
exciting.
Mean for anything? What does it mean for us?
What does it mean for us? Well, I hear we might have a bit of a conundrum, because obviously we like to talk on this podcast about our ferry issues. we know what the listeners like, and we give that content to
them. And they want to know about ferries.
About our transport.
Yeah.
And the issue was, we were going to go to Rotterdam this year by ferry, and obviously Martin was very excited because we were getting a full cabin experience. Mm. There was some talk about parading around the deck and that kind of thing. But anyway... We got a refund back for our first ferry there, and then we were given credit for our second one, weren't we?
We were.
Is that
we
right?
That's right. We were given credit for the second one, but the credit
And I
note...
don't mean that they said, well done, good job.
No, they
gave us money.
Very good for
You've
you.
You've done well there. This doesn't give us money back at all.
They gave us a credit note for our return journey, but it only applies for a year. And so I'm just trying to work out, is this a year... since we would have been coming back, or is it more than a year? Because I think it's more than a year. So what was the date of the original one in 2020?
So I think the date, it was the 16th of May. It was going to be this year, wasn't it?
Was that the final? That was the date, the final.
That was the final. And the final now is the 22nd of May. So you're thinking it's going to be not more than a year now.
Yeah.
So
we could go, we could go to it, but we...
and not get back.
We couldn't get back.
And we'd be like, how are we going to get back? Well, the thing is, I think, is it actually a year, though, on from the 16th of May? Because you know how, like, it's a different...
What are you talking about? Is it a year? No, it's more.
No, I don't mean by the dates. I mean by...
What do you mean by the dates?
The time.
You don't mean
time,
a year by
in,
the dates.
Well, what, you know, like to say something is a month on.
Yeah.
You know, like something is a month on, but it's not like the 15th of June to the 15th of July is a month.
But then it isn't a month.
It might
on.
Be longer.
Well, then it is more
you
than
know
a
what
month.
I mean?
It's more than a month.
Yeah,
then.
That's what I mean. Like it might be the same time, the same weekend that you would have it, like the third. It's normally the third week, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't think that P&O Ferries do their calendar by Eurovision. I don't think that's how they work.
Well, they should. I thought it was
a year, because it's just when the next Eurovision is, right? And every
day
is so many weeks pre-Eurovision and so many weeks post-Eurovision. And that's how they...
Well, that's how I work my year out. Isn't that you? How you do yours?
Sure. I just don't think that other people would necessarily do
the EBU calendar. I think they'd make a lot of money by doing that. Not the fairies. EBU, I mean. The fairies wouldn't make any money. People would be very confused.
People would be turning up on the wrong days at the wrong times.
And they'd be like, but this doesn't even go to Rotterdam. Why are we doing it like this?
Why have you turned up today? Everybody knows that it's Eurovision plus week 26.
Plus two.
I don't even watch the Eurovision Song Contest. When do I arrive?
God. Okay. Oh, that was the point I was trying to make, is that if they're doing it from weeks, then maybe it's still within the year. But you seem to think that's a silly idea. If you agree with me, listeners, let us know.
Yeah.
Email us. Tweet us.
Yeah, I can't imagine that.
Apoinol.
Yeah, I can't imagine that there's going to be much of that. But to be honest, that is the only bit of Eurovision news, really, isn't there, that's going around at the moment. It's the dates for Eurovision 2021.
We got the dates, baby.
Which is, you know, pretty exciting stuff. Do we know the venue and all of that? I mean, we know it's going to be done by the same broadcaster.
Ahoy.
And yes, it is going to be at the Ahoy. We know that as well, don't we? So, ahoy there.
Ahoy there.
So that's another thing that's exciting. And the EBU putting up a video on their YouTube page which says the countdown to Eurovision 2021 begins.
Yes.
Quite the countdown.
It is quite the countdown. I like also they put something else up called What is Eurovision? How to explain it to the world. I think they should just redirect it to our podcast. That
would explain
it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We can give them some handy hints. Okay, a lot has been said about Dardy over the last few months, and understandably so. And so it's been an absolute delight that Cress and I now find ourselves members of the Dardy International Fan Group. So let's have a chat to a few of the organisers of that group. Let's say hello to Xiao and to Monica. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Lovely to talk to you, and thank you so much for agreeing to have a little chat. Monica, let me start with you. Why did you want to start a fan group for Dardy?
So it was like after a song by Kevin, I wrote to Daddy on Instagram DM and asked him what he thinks about creating an official Facebook group. And next day he replied, it was simply, yeah, sure. But I think that there wouldn't be any group with that message without. So I'm really grateful to him. And I'm also grateful to other admins that make this group a friendly place.
And I'll ask Xiao as well, what do you like so much about Dardy? Why did you want to be an admin of this group?
Well, I actually asked Monica if she wanted, if she needed another admin, because I'm sure she can't manage on her own. So I got in touch with her to say, do you need another admin? And she said, yes.
What is it about Dardy that you know, are you a big fan of him, or what do you like about him?
I'm a big fan of him now. I mean, I wasn't before, but since he won Sam Kepnin, it's just very different and very quirky at the same time. And his entry, Think About Things, I just think it was a really good song.
Yeah, I think a lot of us have found ourselves just sort of captivated by him as a person, and you know, the quirkiness of him and his music and all that stuff. And we would never have heard of him probably if it hadn't have been for the Eurovision Song Contest and for that whole thing. Do you think he would have won? Because we know he was the bookie's favourite for a long time. Do you think he would have gone all the way and done it, Xiao?
I think he will, yeah. I mean, we'll have a good chance. I mean, it's a very catchy tune, very quirky. I think everyone will probably relate to sort of the quirky dance moves in particular. Who doesn't?
And what do you think are his chances, Monica, of Dardy winning next year as well?
It will be a great chance to win. So Iceland deserves it, in my opinion.
I think we definitely agree, considering they almost certainly, I'm just sure of it, they would have won this year. It seems such a shame if they were to go into the 2021 contest and then not emerge victorious, but I suppose anything can really happen. Just get us into the mindset a little bit of what a Dardy fan is like, you know, or like Dardy himself. Is a Dardy fan a little quirky? And
I'll say quirky. Maybe nerdy as well, you think?
Okay.
But I would say mainly quirky and very nerd and nerdy, and especially with the green sweatshirts, it kind of stands out, especially with the pixel art image that he's got. So that kind of stands out.
Have either of you got a Dardy jumper?
No, I don't. But I would love one.
Not yet.
I think it's sold out on his website.
Well, you two surely should be in line for a free one with all the work that you're doing to champion Dardy and all of that.
I could put maybe a good word in, I guess.
I think that's fair enough. Have you both, Monica, I know you've spoken to him on Instagram chat, but Xiao, have either of you two actually spoken to Dardy and met him?
No.
So do you know what he thinks about the group?
Well, funny enough, he's actually a member of the group.
Yeah.
Yeah, he joined about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Firstly, from Facebook, and secondly, from his private profile.
So his page is on the members list, and his private profile is on his list as well.
Oh.
And apparently his wife has joined only 2 days ago.
Oh, it's good to hear that she's a fan. Are either of you going to go and see him perform in any upcoming concerts?
Of course, because he's coming to the UK, isn't he? And Xiao, that's where you are. Monica, are you going to make a trip to see him as well?
I'm still waiting for Poland.
Okay, not in Poland yet. Xiao, you're going to one of the London ones, right?
I'm going to all three of them.
Oh, are you?
All three of London.
Wow.
You
gigs.
Are dedicated. Do you think you'll get a chance to meet him there?
I hope so.
I think we are in a relationship with his manager.
Yeah, I'm in touch with his management team.
I think you're the person in the know. You are the one that can pull the strings, get yourself the backstage pass, get yourself the selfie with him.
He said that it will be official group.
I was going to say it is official. He's authorized it as official. It was unofficial when we set up the group.
Ah.
But it's official now.
You've got the seal of approval.
We have got the seal of approval from the man himself.
Yeah. Wow, brilliant.
Yes.
And what do you put on the group? What if people join, what sort of things can they see?
Monthly off-topic posts, some news.
It's mainly sort of news from other websites that I share, mainly. If there's any sort of news about events, like the gigs, or anything Dardy-related, I'll just put on the group.
I have to say thank you for putting the post about him performing in London, because I saw that in the group, and me and Martin are going now.
Yeah, is that the one in April?
Yes, that's right.
We will be there.
I just wish he does other dates in other UK places, like Manchester in particular. That'd be very nice. But it's better than nothing.
It is.
All right, so that's pretty much all we've got to ask you, really. But thank you so much for joining us and having a chat with us about the group. Really appreciate it. And we're both members of the group, so we'll see you on there.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you very much to Monica and to Xiao from the Dardy International fan group, which we are now members of, and we're very, very excited at the prospect of going to see Dardy in the flesh in April. It's going to be very exciting.
Yes, it is great, because I think being on that group as well, you realise about all the other things. Obviously, everybody knows Think About Things, but I've been watching a lot of other things that he's been posting. He's posted a recent new song that he's made whilst in lockdown as well. So it'll be interesting. I think he'll put on a really great set, actually, because he's so creative. I think there'll be loads of interesting things that he does live. So I'm hoping as well that the Eurovision singers that are part of Think About Things join him as well, maybe. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that would be really good. And of course, when we're going in April, it'll be just a month, or as you describe it, so many weeks plus or minus Eurovision. It'll be very close to the Eurovision, which means his song, we will probably know if it is him representing Iceland, which we're kind of assuming it will be. That's not necessarily a done deal.
Yeah, let's hope that is the case, because people are saying as well, like, oh, he's got these dates so close to Eurovision time, and that is when there are some of the parties start and things like that. So is he going to be able to do this tour and Eurovision? And then people speculating, does that mean he's not doing Eurovision? Hey, Dardy, if you're listening, drop us a line, let us know what's going on, because we'd love to see you in London, but we also want you to be representing Iceland for Eurovision.
Yeah, we do. I think he will. I think that he's done that. People will turn up, and hopefully we will be able to hear the performance, a live performance, of the song that he will do for Eurovision 2021.
Oh, that'd be so exciting.
That will be brilliant. I'm all for that. If you have any thoughts... go ahead.
I was just going to say, you have to learn the dance, Martin, as well.
Oh, well, I will. I'm practicing it already.
Oh, you're not, though. I can see you.
Doing it in my head, very slowly.
Okay, well, that's not the same thing, is it?
Thank you very much for listening to Nul Pois. If you would like to get in contact, Cress has the details with which you can do that.
Yes, well, we're on Instagram, Nul Pois Podcast. We are on Twitter, @PoisNul. Don't follow Nul Pois on Twitter, because that is somebody else. I mean, you can if you want to. I'm sure they're lovely. They are lovely, but we are not them. So @PoisNul.
We're horrible.
No, that's not what I'm saying. We are lovely, but we are not them physically.
Right, got it. Yeah, sure.
In our manifestations. Okay. What else? I mean, you can obviously join the Dardy International fan group on Facebook if you've liked what you heard. Join them as well. And email us if you want. If you want to email and say, Laura, I know what you're talking about with that whole week year thing. You know, you're right. If you want to email and say that, that'd be great. And it's nulpoispodcast@gmail.com. And just put in the subject header, Laura, you're right. That'd be great.
Yes. That'll be great. I imagine that the inbox will crash, the number of people that will email that. Thank you very much, Cress. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
And we will see you next time on another edition of Nul Pois.
See you in pre-Eurovision 48 weeks.
Enough of that. Thank you.